Everyone to the ordinary council meeting of 22nd of August 2018. I declare the meeting open at 5:30 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyata people, and recognise their contribution of Gariyata elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you. Item 3, recordings of attendance. We have Councillor Richard Whitwell, who is an apology. Councillor Peter Carter, we will authorise by phone shortly. Okay. 3.2, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications. Council, can I get a mover to approve the attendance of Councillor Peter Carter by telephone at the 22nd of August 2018 ordinary council meeting? He is in Perth currently. Moved Councillor Arif and seconded Councillor Cash. Do I have any against? Motion passed 7-0. And get somebody to ring Councillor Khan. Thanks. See you.
Hello.
Councillor Carter? Hello?
Well, hi, David.
Hi, we've got you on the speaker.
Now, Councillor Carter, thanks for joining us. The council has approved your attendance by telephone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 3.3, apologies. We have Councillor Whitwell, who's an apology. 3.4, approved leave of absence. There's nil. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Councillors, do I have any disclosures?
Yes, Councillor. Sorry, ma'am. I've got one concerning the Wodgina Aerodrome. It's financial interest.
Thank you, Councillor De Cash.
Thank you.
I have one. Item 14.1, JDAP for Wodgina Aerodrome.
Thank you, Councillor McDonald. Maybe if you plug the rear back in.
Yeah, just item 14.1, the JDAP on the Wodgina Aerodrome of indirect financial interest.
Thank you, Councillor McDonald. Item 4, applications for leave of absence. Could I get a mover to approve an application by Councillor Whitwell for the 22nd of August to the 3rd of September for an application for leave? Do I have a mover in that? Yes. Do I have any other applications for leave?
No. I will not be here on the 30th of August. I will be in town, Mr. Mayor, but I will not be attending the meeting on the 30th.
Okay, 30th of August, an application for leave for Councillor De Cash. Do I have any further applications?
Yes, Mayor, just the 27th and 28th of August, please.
There's nothing further. Can I take a mover for that application for leave?
So moved.
Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a second? Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Councillor Carter?
No,
for the Councillor Carter, for?
Yes, four, sorry. Yes.
Thank you. Motion's passed 8-0. Item 5, response to previous questions. 5.1, response to questions taken on notice from the public at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 27th of June 2018. We have 5.11, Ms. Julie Walker, with the answer provided. 5.2, response to questions taken on notice from the public at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 25th of July 2018. One from Mr. Jim Henry and Miss Jan Gillingham and Mr. Dean Davis with the answers provided. Oh, we also had one from Mr. John Peterson. A response to question taken on notice from elected members at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 25th of July 2018. One there from Councillor De Cash with the answer provided. Item 6, public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape and live streamed as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for the recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town Report in a local law and standing orders, nobody shall use any visual, vocal or electronic instruments to record the proceedings of any meetings unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 716174 of the Town Report in a local law and standing orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used in the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of the Town Report in a local law and standing orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. It's a bit of a mouthful, guys. But, I'm happy for members of the public to use their electronic devices to follow the agenda that is published on our website. 6.1, public question time. I'll open public question time at 5.38 and call for public questions. Do I have any public questions from the gallery?
Is that in regards to anything to do with this meeting whatsoever?
That's right, yes. Just questions. We do have statements at the next in the next item. So if you've got specific questions, I'm happy to take questions. Or if you've got a statement, then yeah, okay. Thanks.
Thanks for it.
That's all right.
Yeah, good evening, Andrew. This is John Peterson, President of Ratepayers Association.
Mr. Peterson, can I ask you a few questions just in relation to your name?
Sorry, what?
Just in relation to your name.
Yep.
You have provided previously on many occasions to the Town of Port Hedland your name has been John Peters, and now you're suggesting your name is John Peterson. So could we just get some clarification? We have sent you an email about this. And
yeah, I have given my clarification on that.
So your name is John Peterson?
That's correct.
Not John Peters?
No, that's Peters is just short form, like for Camilo it's Marlo, something similar like that.
I normally use my full name when I'm
yeah, but
official,
many times you see
Mr. Peterson. I use my full name.
Yeah.
My full legal name when I'm in an official meeting.
So you got my legal name now correct?
So your legal name is John Peterson, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
My first question is, on 26th of July 2017 at Port Hedland Chamber of Commerce and Industry Business Breakfast meeting with Honourable Melissa Price, Member for Durack, at the Esplanade Hotel at 7:30 a.m. you mentioned that you have got $250 million from BHP to develop the town of Port Hedland. Have you got the money from BHP as promised in the council account, or it was another one in the series of what you say?
I've never, Mr. Peterson, I've never said we have $250 million from BHP. That's never been said by myself.
So you deny that?
Mr. Peterson, if you would like to visit my Facebook page, I think that speech is actually on my Facebook page, so I'm sure you can check if you have a look at that speech.
All right, my second question is, and one more thing I wanted to tell you before that, like last time, previous meeting, I had asked six questions, three as RedBears Association President and three as myself as an individual, as John Peterson. But I see in the minutes only two questions are published. Why like that?
The minutes or the agenda? Oh, this agenda?
Yeah.
Okay. So the what happens is you ask a question and it's answered. The answer then goes in the minutes. If the question is not answered and we take it on notice, then that answer, when it comes up, when the officers answer that question or myself, it then goes into the agenda. So the question and answers to your previous questions that you say or that you suggest are missing will be in the minutes of this of the meeting.
All right, thank you. As complained by one of our members for RedBears Association, tenement number E47/384 given to Mayor as a hunting and gold mining lease in Yandiera community in exchange for nominating one of the five board members in Juliardi Aboriginal Corporation, ACN number 8808. Is it true that did you get a gold mining lease and hunting rights in Yandiera community, Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Peterson, I don't know anything about what you're talking about, and I'm happy to take any information that you may have on what you're suggesting, so I can understand what you're saying. So, do you have any information that you can supply me on that?
Definitely, I'll give you that.
When can I receive that, Mr. Peterson?
I'll go back to the member and I'll...
Also, you definitely have the option to submit a complaint to the Department of Local Government for a breach of breach of everything, and also if you have the information on what you suggest, which I don't believe you have, but if you have, that is a Triple C matter, and you can also submit a complaint to the Triple C.
Yeah, we'll be pursuing that as well.
Okay. So,
the related question, the supplementary question to that is, why traditional owners like Kerry Robinson and Diane are not invited to the formation of Juliardi Aboriginal Corporation?
Mr. Peterson, that's not a question that I can answer. You would have to direct that to those traditional owners.
No, the CEO is one of the directors, so CEO can answer that question.
No, I'm sure that if you need that question answered, then you can go to that corporation and ask them. It's not a question for us to answer.
Presently, we have the CEO sitting here. He's the director, so he can answer that.
No, he will not answer that. I've answered that question.
All right. And the council has paid from RedBears, the council has RedBears money of almost $8,000 was spent on Juliardi Aboriginal Corporation. Can you give an explanation to that?
I'll take that on notice, Mr. Peters, and if we have spent that money, I'll get you an outline of what it was for. It's currently in the minutes of the agenda. So if you read the... Yes, see that.
Through the chair, you will see on page 9, the Strong Leaders Forum, that there was $8,473.47 spent, and that funding did not go to Strong Leaders. It was for catering, room hire, and morning tea.
Yeah, no, that's fine, that's fine. But what I hear is...
Mr. Peterson?
Yeah?
Can I let the CEO finish?
All right. Oh, sorry, if you have not finished now.
So that went for payment to those providers and not to strong leaders. So that was in support of the forum.
So who did you make the payment to?
Well, as you will see there, morning tea was to Woolworths, room hire, wherever the room was, and catering to the catering providers.
So ratepayers' money was spent on Juliardi Aboriginal Corporation meeting?
No.
Is it true?
No.
So, Mr. Peters, the question has been asked and answered. And
I don't think I've received the answer.
Mr. Peters, the question has been asked and answered, and the answer is in the agenda, as you can see.
All right. Related question, a supplementary question. One of the directors was paid, two of the directors were paid $885.50. And on another meeting, $506 was paid. How did you pay this money? What was the classification? How did you break down the figure?
Okay.
Is it hourly rate or what rate?
Mr. Peters, where are those figures?
Is in your
yes, I know. Do you have a page number so we can be sure?
Page number 9.
Okay. So, Sina, would you like to...
So, we would have received an invoice for those amounts for the attendance of both Maureen Kelly and Alfred Barker.
Page 10.
Are you referring to the directors of the Town of Port Hedland or the directors of the Aboriginal Corporation?
Aboriginal Corporation.
Okay.
Right. So
now, again, Mr. Peters, like I said previously, those questions have been asked and obviously the answers are in the agenda.
No, no, there's no answer. You are telling $560 were paid to Alfred Barker and $885 to Maureen and Alfred. So how that is, how do
Mr.
you...
Mr. Peterson?
Yeah.
The next question, or I'll make you sit down.
No, the next question is coming. At the Economic Forum, you criticised the federal government, the state government, and even went a step further to say that your council is dysfunctional. In the Northwest Telegraph newspaper dated 25th of April 2018, you have said, "Canine patrols to begin at Hedland Senior High School." And you have, quote, "I have been petitioning for random drug walks through schools with local police dog Mager." And here, South Hedland Police Station Officer in Charge, Senior Sergeant Alan Jane, said local police had not received requests for canine patrols at the school. Can you throw some light on that? We don't know who is saying what.
I'll take the question on notice.
Thank you.
You, I'll give you one more question, Mr. Peterson, and then that will do. Thank you.
There's two more questions coming. So, in the Northwest newspaper dated 31st May 2017, the headline states, "Council votes for new poll." So what is happening to this?
Mr. Peterson, for a new poll, did you say?
Yeah, swimming pool. Okay. This is the headlines here. And you have, even you say council votes for a new pool, so what's happening about that?
I don't know what the newspaper is talking about, you'd have to ask them, because...
So you mean to say this is wrong?
Yes, it is. You'd have to ask the newspaper to indicate to you or what they were referring to, because the council didn't vote for a new pool.
Thank you
for your questions, Mr. Peterson.
All right, thank you.
Do I have any further public questions? Thank you. I'll close public question time at 5:50 and open public statement time at 5:50. I'll call for public statements.
Thank you very much for your time to start with. This is in regards to the 17 Shillman Road lease that you guys have helped us with at certain times in the past. I believe it's in regards to accommodation at the block. We just wanted to get across to people that the accommodation is purely non-charged whatsoever. It's a lot of our guests that arrive for our functions travel in excess of 400 kilometres on a motorcycle. A lot of them are getting on in age, a lot of them rock up the family. Currently, a number of the other associations in the Northwest, Karatha, Caribou, etc., just have some small donga blocks with air conditioning to help with sort of fatigue management for the return journey. Currently, we just let people roll swags here. A lot of the guys as well getting on have retired from work, aren't particularly financial, so they don't really rock up to book a hotel room for the night, if that makes sense. It's purely for HRA functions at all, not pushing for any sort of caretaker, no permanent residency, overnight, purely like nothing long term. As I stated, no funds will be received from it whatsoever. If anything, it'll make us go backwards to a degree because it's a completely supplied service. Apologies. Also, as I stated before, from a fatigue management point of view, a lot of the guys have a few drinks when they do come around for the night, and we'd like to encourage them to try and stay and recover properly before they hit the road again. Even if they're not drinking at all, as anybody knows, having a rough sleep or no sleep for a period of sort of 17 odd hours is just as bad as being under the influence of alcohol anyway. Studies have proven 0.05 and etc. for 17 hours of lack of sleep. Same token, if it's going to in any way affect our lease, we're happy to ditch the accommodation blocks altogether. It was just a courtesy we would like to pass on to our other people that attend our fundraising functions.
Can I just give your name and address?
Chris Connors, Christopher Daniel Connors, my full name, 38 Trumpet Way, South Edmund, member of the Edmund Motors Association.
Thanks, Chris. Are you happy to take any questions if the council?
Absolutely.
Council, do you have any questions for Chris on the proposal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm glad you clarified that because there was options 1, 2, and 3, and I was going to question about accommodation, which ones that the Riders Association would have preferred.
Yep.
So from what you're saying, option 1 with the accommodation would be the best option.
It'd be ideal for courtesy.
Yeah, I know, I agree with you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any other questions, Councillor?
Can I just ask roughly how many nights per year would this be? I know that you have like maybe sort of 4 runs or something like that. But not.
Yeah, it'd mainly be probably between 4 and 6 a year at most. Our local, if we have a function where someone's having a birthday party out there locally, obviously we're not going to require use of the accommodation. So it's just purely for bike show day, poker runs and toy run we do every Christmas and things like that. So yeah, it'd be between 4 and 6 a year, and only one night at a time.
Okay, and just for the benefit of the people out there in Facebook land, etc., a couple of comments I've heard. Is the Headland Riders Association in any way affiliated with any outlaw biking gangs?
Absolutely not in any way whatsoever. Non-profit organisation, donations, etc. Yeah, we've got no interest in having anything to do with that.
Yeah, I thought that was the case.
Treasure.
Thanks, Chris, for answering some questions.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks. Do I have any other public statements? Okay, I'll close public statement time at 5:54. Move on. 6.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There are nil. Item 7, questions from members without notice. Deputy?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor?
No, thank you.
Councillor DeCash?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, just a couple. Mr. Mayor, has council staff asked the local police to interview a long-standing member of our society because he was taking pictures of CCTV cameras in Richfield and submitting Snap Send Solve to council, and council thanking him for the SSS?
It's a question I can't answer at the moment because that is an ongoing police investigation.
Which I can say, has the council received a police report on those things? Obviously not. Then.
Like I said, it's an ongoing police investigation and I'm not going to answer that question currently, but I'm sure council will be informed about it when the investigation is over.
I'd appreciate it, thank you. Question 2, has council staff threatened local contractors that they would not be considered for local council contract work
if they continue to question council officers about contract work, tenders and other contract related matters involving council.
Can I get some more information on that, Councillor De Cash? You obviously asked the question, so you must have some evidence to support the question you've asked. So do you have any evidence of that?
I can supply evidence if it's true.
No, I would like to know if you have any evidence.
You can ask, well, I'm asking a question. I do have the evidence.
Okay, so the proper process, Councillor De Cash, would be then to submit a complaint to either the CEO, myself, the Department of Local Government, or the police or the CCC. It is not to ask questions here without supplying evidence to the whole council so we understand the situation, and not to follow the correct process.
If the answer was no, I would have provided...
Councillor De Cash, Councillor De Cash. So you have been instructed now to supply that information or submit the complaint. Next question, Councillor De Cash.
Yes, no more questions.
Thank you. Councillor Heather?
No, thank you.
Councillor McDonough?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Councillor Pitt? Can I just get you to...
that's working, yeah, no thank you.
That's not. Councillor Carter, do you have any questions?
No.
Thank you. Item 8, announcements for officer or guardian member without discussion. Totally forgot about that. I don't have any today. I'm sure you're all happy about that. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please? Councillor Carter?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes?
Yes.
8-0. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 27th of June, 2018. So a note to this, this item was laid on the table at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 25th of July, 2018, for an amendment. So do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation on page 15? Moved Councillor Pitt. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded
Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Councillor Carter? For?
I'm not there.
Councillor Carter, can I have that again? For? For or against?
For.
Thank you. Motion is passed 8-0. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on... item 10.2, confirmation of minutes of ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 25th of July, 2018. With the officer's recommendation again on page 15, do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pitt. Do I have any against? Councillor Carter, for or against?
Yes, for, mate.
Thank you. Motion is passed 8-0. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Move on to reports from officers. 11.1.1, elected members' representation with external organisations, with the officer recommendation on page 16.
One clarification, there's a typo error there. Could we please recommend, resolve that? On paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, on page 17, Deputy Mayor Louise Newby was awarded a tender with the Port Pilbara Ports. It should be not Port Committee. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no
problem.
CEO, can we get that amended? So, we have an officer recommendation on page 16. Do I have any, firstly, do we have any nominations for the position? And before council answers that, I am requesting to be nominated on that committee. So, do we have any other council members that want to be on that committee?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. That doesn't work. It's not working. Probably.
Can we just use the other mic then?
It's not working.
We've got to turn yours off. They've all died again.
No one's working.
If you just check the plugs at the back, it might help.
Can we just wait 1 second, see if we can get the mics fixed, because nobody can hear it on live streaming. Can we try yours again, Councillor DeCamp?
No. Still not working.
I'll do this. Right. It's all right. Apparently, if I use this one,
it's sufficient. That's good. Yeah.
I'd like to nominate for that petition as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor De Cash. Do I have any other nominations? Councillor Carter?
Oh, no, Mayor.
Thank you. So we have nominated the Mayor and proxy Councillor Carter. Oh, I'm in. Yeah, it's Councillor De Cash. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation with those?
I'll move it.
Thank you, Councillor Irwin. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Everard. Do I have any against? Councillor De Cash, I mean Councillor Carter. For or against?
Yeah, for.
Thank you. Motion is passed 8-0.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor.
There was two of us. Who got it?
Yeah, so I'm the representative and you're the proxy.
But
I thought Councillor Pitt was already the proxy.
No,
I'm
already
a representative. Oh, aren't you? Okay, so I'm your proxy then.
That's right.
I didn't want to be proxy. Okay.
Would you like clarification on it? I can give you some clarification if you like.
Yeah, it's just the position, sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
I'm just trying to say nothing.
Can I get you to speak into the
microphone? Yes, Mr. Yeah, I understand what I'm trying to say, because it says nominate councillor whoever, a correct representative of the town. It doesn't say.
Understand that you didn't want to be the proxy,
no.
You wanted to be the representative.
Yes.
Okay. In the Local Government Act 5.104, it states that if at a meeting of the Council of Local Government, a local government is to make an appointment to the committee that has or could have a council member as a member, and the mayor or president informs the local government of his or her wish to be the member of the committee, the local government is to appoint the mayor or president to be the member of the committee. So as I have indicated, I would like to be on that committee. So I'm appointed as the representative of the town because I am the mayor, and obviously, Councillor Dakash, you've been appointed as the proxy.
After that clarification, thank you, Mayor. I'll
thank you, Councillor Dakash.
Thank you.
We'll move on to 11.1.2, Statement of Financial Activity for the period ended 30th of June 2018, with the officer's recommendation on page 31. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Moved Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor McDonough. Do I have any against? Councillor Carter? Four. Thank you, Councillor Carter. The motion is passed 8-0. No. 11.2.1, proposed use not listed, club premises, lot 5873, 17 Children Street, Wedgefield, with the officer's recommendation.
What clarification, Mayor, thanks.
The officer's recommendation on page 50. What's your point of clarification, Deputy?
Yeah, it states in the paperwork that we've leased the property to the Bike Association. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Could I please state, because I Googled, that the ownership of the land comes under the state of WA?
That's correct.
So is this invested in the town of Port Hedland? So have we got a copy of the asset register? Is it an asset?
See, yeah.
Obviously, to check that. We can take that on notice. Sorry.
We'll take that question on notice.
Thank you.
So, point of clarification?
Point of clarification, if that's the case, Mr. Mayor, can we vote on this?
Yeah. I was just going to mention that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a good.
So, could I get the question again? I could answer that question, unless we have a planning officer here.
Sorry, the tenure is solid. The tenure is solid, so there's no issue around the lease. Right. And our right to sublease that.
So, could I please have a copy of that lease? Because that should have been this agenda item stating. Because when I look up the ownership and it says State of WA, that's not the town of Port Hedland. So, I want to know from where did, from the State of WA, it become ours? Is it on our asset register?
Sorry, if I can call upon the principal planner.
I believe the land is a Crown Reserve with a management order to the town with the power to lease, and that lease agreement has been executed. This matter before council is on the land use and whether it's consistent with the objectives for the zone.
So, coming to that, could I please have a copy of the lease given to me? Thank you.
Thank you. Any other clarification that we require?
And if I could just request that that comes back to us before this comes back to council after the advertising. Thank you.
So, we have the officer's recommendation on page 50. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Dakash.
Seconded.
Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Councillor Carter, four against? Thank you. Motion is passed 8-0.
That's obviously option one, and that's it. Thank you.
So if I can just clarify, so this is for advertising?
Okay. Item 11.3.1, adoption of policy 13-015, waste collection service charge, with the officer's recommendation on page 64.
point of clarification, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Cash.
On page 65, we've got premium collection 700 per year and classic collection 292.50 per year. Now, when I'm reading on page 67, the policy, under a premium bin collection is applied for one or more of the following reasons. There's a whole lot of reasons. Does people living in a complex, do they each pay $700?
Correct. The way that it works is the $700 is applied to a resident where the employee of the town has to get out of the truck, go and get the bin, and then take it back to the truck and empty it. So it is a full service.
I understand. Yes. So every one of those people,
that's the case.
The high-rise, for example, $700 each.
Correct.
Now, the last point under page 67, premium collection, a resident qualifies for this service under the town's disability access inclusion plan. So, a person with disability that can't, they get slapped $700 as well.
My understanding, is that correct? But I'll pass it on to the CEO. Can you clarify, CEO?
I'll just refer it to the director.
Actually, I just have to come back. I'll take that on notice, Councillor. I think what it actually is...
Get the mic. Thank you.
I'll come back and confirm 100%, but I'm pretty sure that if somebody has a disability, they qualify for that free of charge. That's how it is. You make an application to the town and you qualify for it. It's not that you have to pay it because of your circumstances. You're entitled to that service. I have to check back on that. I think I'm not 100% sure.
Thank you, Director. So you'll get back to us on that one without. So can we just do something about deleting this for now or something?
I don't think it's required. I think you'll find that the ability is there for a. Yes. We just confirmed there is a fee waiver for disability, people with disabilities to. Yep. To then apply for that.
Thank you, that's great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have any other points on that item?
So moved.
Moved, Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McDonough. Do I have any against? Councillor Carter, for or against?
Yes, for.
Thank you. Motion is passed 8-0. Item 12, reports of committees, there is nil. Item 13, motions which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature. And we have one item, 14.1, Wodgina Aerodrome JDAP application.
I'd just like to disclose conflict of interest with that one, Mayor. Item 14.1, recommendation of the JDAP on the Wodgina Aerodrome. I have a indirect financial interest. The applicant has current large value transactions with my employer, so it makes it closely related party.
Thank you, Councillor McDonough. Do you have any further applications?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I've got a financial interest on item 14.1, watching the aerodrome JDAP application. I have financial interest because I've got mineral resources above the threshold.
Thank you, Councillor Cash.
Sorry, mineral resources shares.
Thank you. Okay, so does everybody have the adjusted recommendation, the green paper? Yes? Okay, can I get a mover to consider the confidential, the late item. Move to Councillor Pitt. Do I have a seconder?
Just to consider it.
It's to consider the item, yes.
Yes.
Seconder Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Councillor Carter?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Motion is passed 6-0. So we have the officer's recommendation. 14.9, recommendation to joint development assessment panel on Wajanat Aerodrome. With an officer's recommendation on the late item. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? So moved. Do I have a seconder? Second the Yes, I'll second it. Do I have anybody against? Thank you, Councillor Murray. Yes. Speakers for Deputy Mayor, speakers for Mayor Blanco, speakers against Councillor Arif, and also I would like to. I understand. I would like to make an amendment to the officer's recommendation. The options. Make an amendment and page 15, yes, and amend the recommendation to option 2.
The DAP. In all of it, I could not find anything in any state policy that you have given me that would go against this recommendation of approving it to DAP. In the last proceedings of 3-4 months, with a large amount of information from state ministers through to Pilbara Regional Council, to Welga, the whole talk, is all the lithium city. Now, I can't stand back and understand why we would not go for this new age lithium city that has all the pluses
It was stated today that we have to take care of our community. I believe that we are taking care of our community in supporting this and where it can go to. Now, I believe that it will downstream to an abundance for the Port Hedland community if we only give it a chance. I have fears that people are concerned of lost flights. There is only two flights a week. What is two flights a week to a growing economy? It's like the boom of the 60s with iron ore. Now it's going to be the boom of lithium if we give it a chance. I want to see Mineral Resources get the chance to do downstreaming in WA. That's what I really want for this community. And maybe through negotiating, as I had said earlier, with our talks with them, on their, negotiating future, what they could give us in the future and where we could lead to. And I know it always comes to my mind is apprenticeships. You know, that's a big one for our community and young children. And also community input. You know, I don't believe that we have negotiated enough to see where we could go with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy. So, I seconded the motion so we could get it up and discuss it. I do not agree with the officer's recommendation. But before I get into that, because this application went out to public comment and we're required to consider the submissions from the community, I'd like to thank Natalie, Reese, Mel and the Yandiera community for taking the time to do one. So just to be clear, this is not a decision to approve the aerodrome by council. We are making a decision to either support or not support this application that then goes in front of the Joint Development Assessment Panel. These applications automatically go to the DAP or the Development Assessment Panel because they are over the $10 million development cost. But I believe my fellow councillors should consider the benefits or detriment to Hedland by allowing this application to be supported by DAP. Our focus should be creating the best advantage to our town. The technical aspects of whether this application should be or not be approved will remain with the development application panel. Development Assessment Panel. For council to approve the officer's recommendation, which is purely based on planning legislation, it clearly takes off the pressure to the state government of planning authority. The development, the Department of Regional Development and the Premier's Office. So they are there, in my opinion, to ensure social and local business benefits. So I fully support the development of the lithium industry and downstream processing on Australian soil. There's no doubt about that. But we must lobby strongly to ensure emerging industries benefit local employment and local businesses in regional areas like ours. My understanding is that is already the state government's approach, and that's been highlighted in the WA government's 2017 Jobs Act, as well as the federal government's 2013 Jobs Act legislation. Our strategic community plan outcomes strongly support a youth-focused outcome. So how do we benefit the youth of our town or region if we continue to allow potential developments to isolate themselves from the town's operation. Now, this is a true FIFO model, and it's restricting our youth emerging from the education system in Port Hedland. It's restricting them from the opportunities to find employment in that industry. 60% of the world's lithium product will be supplied by our state and country by the end of next year. So this is clearly a perfect opportunity to increase Aboriginal employment, coupled with state government, coupled with the state government Aboriginal Ranger Program. But it disappoints me, that this proposal has moved forward with Aboriginal groups, because they have allowed a true FIFO model to be developed, effectively isolating their own people from employment opportunities. So traditional owners have negotiated away the significant benefits related to business development, job creation, and their people by improving health and lifestyle, reducing social disadvantage. There is no benefit to traditional people by allowing this FIFO model to be developed at Wodgina. So that's just one point I have there. But I could go on a lot more about different things like the detrimental effects to passenger numbers in our airport and the cost, the increased cost of regional flights, the negative effect to the redevelopment of our airport, the misalignment with our Port City Growth Plan and our new Strategic Community Plan. Supporting 100% FIFO model as an option for regional areas is wrong. The lack of information relating to social and economic impacts to our region, the reluctance and cooperation, and negotiation of positive outcomes for the region by mineral resources. The absence of a state FIFO policy that guides local councils through these planning approvals, and a complete absence of social benefit to Hedland, in my opinion. So I believe we have enough information. I don't support this proposal. I think the state government needs to strongly encourage mineral resources to change their business case in lithium production and downstream processing to follow the federal guidelines on local employment and business engagement. And we should not look at this aerodrome as a an in isolation to lithium production. It's clearly the same business. And my understanding of the legislation that I've read is that the legislation doesn't allow the development developments with construction over $500 million to use tender avoidance methods to come under that threshold. So let's not forget ultimately the resource is owned by the people of the state. And mineral resources are developing our asset, and we should benefit substantially as well. The state and federal government has the ability to ensure this development remains on Australian soil and benefits our regional areas with business and job opportunities. Thank you. Speakers against?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think you took all my words away from me, but I will go ahead and just reiterate some of the points you made. Earlier, we had a meeting with Mineral Resources, and they were quite strong in their case for the airport and also aerodrome, sorry, and for the downstreaming. Now, I too would like to see business development in Port Hedland and in our surrounds. I am not against the downstreaming at all. In talking to them, the mineral resources people, they said that they, the people sitting around the table, were answerable to their board, and the board were answerable to their shareholders. Well, we sitting around this table, we are the board, our ratepayers are our shareholders. We are answerable to our ratepayers. So, and our townsfolk, not just the ratepayers, everyone else that lives in the town here. So, I don't believe building an aerodrome out there is doing the right thing by our community. We must take care of our community, as Councillor Newbury said, and I believe this is doing it. Mr. Mayor, you noted you mentioned the Jobs Act 2017. The Jobs Act is to enhance local industry participation in the supply of goods and services to or for agencies with a particular focus on the benefits to small and business, medium-sized businesses. Now, by moving the aerodrome out there, I think that there will be a lot of small and medium-sized businesses that won't get any benefits. And the word benefits has come up. It came up earlier when we were talking to the mineral resources. When asked about benefits, we couldn't get an answer as to what the benefits were for our town. Now, we're sitting around this table, that's our goal, that's what we need to do, is think of the benefits to our town when we make this decision. So, fellow councillors, I request you to don't approve the aerodrome and think of the townsfolk. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harry. Speakers for? Speakers against? Councillor Carter, do you like to speak? No? Yes?
I'm against, Mayor.
No, would you like to speak on the motion? No?
No.
Thank you. Right.
Fine.
Right of reply, Deputy.
I will agree with Councillor Riff that mineral resources were very strong. I believe they were strong and honest, that they would rethink of taking it offshore. I seriously agree with that how we are proceeding to treat them when they are wanting to bring a large business, 120 casemates, it's not much. The benefits we also need to look at to not local, but state and national economies must be recognised. My belief is that we form a business relationship with mineral resources to create what we can deliver for the community. Start with negotiating corporate social responsibilities, and this is what I spoke about today. This is what we can deliver for our town if we negotiate peacefully. Thank you.
Those in favour of the officer's recommendation, show of hands, please. And those against? Councillor Carter, for or against?
Against,
Mayor. The motion is lost, 4-2. The I'd like to propose the alternate motion. Propose option 2 in the white paper.
Amend officer's recommendation.
Hang on, I'll get you the page number.
15.
That's the green.
Yep.
It's in the white
one.
Oh, sorry,
the
bottom.
So on page 15, option 2. And I've moved the option. I've had a seconder, Councillor Ari.
So,
yes.
Could you just read out the one that you'll, please?
Yep. That Council recommends that the Kimberley Pilbara Gascoyne Joint Development Panel refuse DAP application reference DAP 18-01447 and accompanying plans in accordance with clause 68 of the planning and development regulation, local planning scheme regulations 2015, and the provision of the town of Port Hedland local law, local planning scheme number 5, for the following reasons. Would you like me to read the rest of it? Councillors?
Or do you?
No, I've got it in front of me.
Okay. And the officer's recommendation on that is on page 16 of the white copy. So I have a mover and a seconder. Do I have any against?
Yes, I'm against.
Speakers for, Mayor Blanco, speakers for, Councillor Iris, speakers against, Deputy Mayor. So again, the basic outline of JDAP application is to find out whether the council supports or does not support the application going to development assessment panel, because the development is over the $10 million mark. So this does not, this is not a decision to approve the aerodrome. This is a decision to understand whether the council supports or does not support the aerodrome. And in my opinion, I believe that if we support an aerodrome 100 kilometres out of town, it will isolate the lithium industry from Port Hedland. And we may get, business opportunities, but they will be very, very restricted. And not to the extent that I believe the state and federal government were advertising for so many years. This is an emerging industry, and it has huge potential for Port Hedland if we stay strong and, fight as hard as we can fight to see if we can create any sort of advantage for Port Hedland in jobs and, population increases. If we allow this to go forward, I don't think we will get much access to employment or business opportunities that something like this will develop. There is a lot of information out there currently where, the federal government wants to see downstream processing on Australian soil, and from what I've read, this industry, if we continue to dig it up and chip it out like we're doing currently, we will only develop about $40 billion worth of income for Australia, whereas if we develop and create that downstream processing, we will create a $2 trillion industry. Now, I want to see that industry also incorporate Port Hedland and create those jobs that gives our kids the potential to then remain in Port Hedland, diversifying our economy and doing the sort of stuff that this council should be doing, which is supporting our local community. Speakers for, Councillor Arif.
Thank you very much. Too often, while I've been on council, we've had mining companies and different organisations come to us with this absolute urgent need that it's got to be done right now. You've got to approve it or else. That threat of or else, whatever it might be. And quite often, the councillors, the elected members sitting around the table have gone, oh, we don't want to lose them. And we go with whatever the project is. I believe we're in that same situation again now. And we do need to think about it. There does need to be compromises probably on both sides. We still want the industry here, but we don't want it to the detriment of the community or to the detriment of the mining company. We both need to win and benefit from this. By refusing the DAP application, but going down this path right now, it will slow it down. It will give more people the opportunity to put in their submissions, to have their say as to how it may or may not affect them, their businesses, them personally, their communities and things like that. So I think this is the option two is a good way that we should be moving forward. Thank you.
Speakers against? Yeah, Deputy Mayor.
Yes, I believe they were wanting a decision very fast. They have choices to make and they want to get the lithium happening, whether on our shore or off our shore. So they want decisions. That's what business does. They look forward, they don't run at the whim, and I think they've been working on this for some time. That's why they're in a hurry. I also believe that when they stated to us today, and I do know this for a fact, that they are very close to another shire, which has their hands open and are very warm to them. So whether we lose it to offshore or we lose it to another shire, that's the choice you've got. Also, I support going with the JDAP because I have a belief that the JDAP will do the right things. In my opinion, it's not only for this community, it is for Australia that we are moving ahead with this. And as I said, it is local, state and federal, and the money is huge. We cannot afford to lose this downstreaming for Australia. Alana McTiernan said it herself in May, how important it is that Australia gets to downstreaming. That is our future. Thank you.
Speakers for? Councillor Carter, would you like to speak? Speakers against? Okay, I'll get right to reply. So, I don't believe this will slow down any decision. Again, like I said previously, decision is not ours to make. It goes to the Development Assessment Panel. They will make that decision. But what this actually does, and let me make this quite clear, that it actually puts the decision back into the state government's court. That's what it does. So now the state government will have to decide whether they oppose their own legislation on the 2017 Jobs Act and the federal legislation, which was designed, my understanding of the design of that legislation was to ensure that emerging industries that were in regional areas actually benefited regional areas. There is some, I believe that legislation is quite strong, so let's put it to the test now, and when this goes to DAP, I hope that the State Planning Authority takes that into consideration and makes the right call. Thanks. So, put to a vote, those in favour of the option two, the amended officer's recommendation, those in favour? And those against? Councillor Carter?
Against,
for or against?
Against.
Okay. So the vote is 3-3. So I'll cast my casting vote in favour of option 2. The motion is passed 4-3. Those numbers are right? Yes. Okay. Oh, okay, yes. Councillor Cash and Councillor McDonough. Council not vote in the officer's recommendation of 40.1 on page 1 of the amended motion. We voted on option 2 on the white paper. On page 15, we voted 3-4 in favour of the officer's recommendation, option 2.
On a casting vote?
Yes, on a casting, yes. Item 15, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. And item 16, closure. The next order of council meeting will be held on Wednesday the 26th of September 2018, commencing at 5:30, with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday the 19th of September 2018. Commencing at 5:30. So I declare the meeting closed at 6:47.